So today's gospel is important for us to understand, not any more important than others, but this is a pretty primary gospel, I think. For it relates to the core issue of our relationship with Christ. How well do we walk the walk? In this gospel, Jesus is being pressed upon by the crowds, so he is known by the people by this time. Note also, this is a different telling of the same event as in Mark and Matthew, described in their gospels. But they make no mention of the crowd, and he is by the Sea of Galilee in those accounts. In Luke's account today, he is by the Lake of Gennesaret, but that is part of the Sea of Galilee, so it may be a distinction without a difference. But what is different and makes a huge difference for us is that Jesus, in Luke's gospel, gets into Peter's boat. And what does he do in the boat? He starts asking Peter to do things. The carpenter is asking the fisherman to do certain things in a boat. He asks Peter to head out a short distance, not too far, enough so he can preach to the crowds. He delivers God's message, but he is not done yet. After delivering the good news, the gospel, he asks Peter to do more. Notice he doesn't tell him to bring him back to the safety of the shore. He asks him to abandon the shallows and to go for a deeper experience. He asks Peter, now that you've heard the message, I am asking you to go deeper, to go further. Jesus is asking Peter to expand his faith life. Notice Simon Peter, like us, gives Jesus a little resistance. He mentions the work he has already done, using his own insight, his own power. Remember, Peter was a professional fisherman. Christ was a builder, a carpenter. Peter knew the nighttime was the best time to catch fish. He, and likely his father before him and his father before him, so for generations had kept himself fed being a fisherman. So you can understand why he might say, Master, we have worked hard all night and we have caught nothing. He did work hard, we are sure, but he was only using his resources and his know-how. But Peter is obedient and he puts out his nets. He decides to act on Christ's suggestion. He undertakes the work, relying entirely on the word of our Lord, and brings in a huge haul of fish, so much so that he needs his partner's help in bringing them in and catching them. So Peter exemplifies the rewards of being obedient to Jesus' call, his words to go deeper. For this gospel is all about that. Let Jesus into our boat, into our heart. Expand our faith life, trust in him, improve our relationship with him, and experience the spiritual riches that would be brought forth from this. And like Peter, James, and John, we are often brought to our knees out of gratitude for the gifts we have already received from Christ, and we recognize our unworthiness. Luckily, worthiness is not a prerequisite for grace. Worthiness is not a prerequisite for grace. For if that were true, I can say for myself that I would not be standing here as an ordained minister in the Catholic Church, a leaky, broken vessel in the process of being mended by Christ's love and sent forth to proclaim the good news. Just like you. For in this gospel, what do Peter, James, and John do next? Encouraged by Christ, they left everything and followed him. What does that mean for us? So some of us will be called to vocations of solitude and poverty with Christ, as St. Teresa of Avila did, as do women and men in our time who leave everything in the material world to follow God. They invite Christ into their boat in a way that works for them, that is obedience for them, the way they exemplify obedience to Christ in the call. And there are many vocations and ways to serve, and all of us, by our baptism, are called to be holy children of God. All of us are called to leave everything and follow Jesus in this way. We are meant to seek perfection, perfect communion between God and us through Christ. And perfection is not a matter of simply leaving all things, but doing so in order to follow Christ, which is what the apostles did. They gave up everything in order to be available to do what God's calling involved. We are meant to detach from the world and its siren song of consumerism and selfishness. We are to leave our self-involved ways and give to our fellows. If we don't give ourselves generously, we will find it very difficult to follow Jesus. For we must detach ourselves from people and things until we are stripped from them. For says Pope St. Gregory, the devil has nothing of his own in this world, and naked he comes to battle. If you go clothed to fight him, you will soon be pulled to the ground, for he will have something to catch you by. We are to leave our dependency on material things for our happiness and depend on God for our fulfillment. For it is only through him that we can have eternal life now, and we believe in the kingdom to come. We are meant to be open at all times to his call. And I don't think we should be worried about what that call may be and what we'll have to leave behind. For the Christian call definitely does have a cost. We are to leave behind some things and the ideas we hold very dear. Things our ego says we cannot live without. So while I like to focus on the spiritual meanings and lessons in this gospel, let's look at this gospel for a minute from the material and miracle perspective for a second. Look at what the apostles left behind. 2 boatloads of fish. Now, I don't know how long that would have lasted them to be fed, but they left it behind on the beach. They left their livelihood to follow this man Jesus. This presents us with a powerful lesson on detachment from material things. Now, I'm not saying we don't have to work to provide for ourselves and our families, only that it shouldn't be our primary focus. Also, keep in mind, Jesus came to Peter at his job, at the place where and time where Peter was trying to get his material needs met. Jesus comes to him in that moment and says to him, "Look what happens when you have faith in me and follow." Amen. Amen.